Apple AirTags. Not enough people are putting them in these places. You're going to share with us first, what are Apple AirTags, Richard?
They're a little small Bluetooth device. They're round. They've got button batteries in them, so people always make sure you be careful of these around kids. And I don't know why people leave things with button batteries lying around where kids can get them.
Oh, yeah, super dangerous.
It's super dangerous, I've got to say. And still kids end up in hospital with them. So, you know, parents, you need to do something about that. But they can be used to track your items. Now, I use them. I've got them on every item nearly that I've got. If I go to a job, they're on items. They're on my keys, my car keys, or on my USB keys. So what happens is when you use the Apple Find My service, and it will tell you where they are. So what happens if they go out of range, Lee, of your phone? You can actually go along with the Find My app and put them into lost mode, and then when somebody wanders past with an Apple device, it will actually still ping you back to your phone. It's a very, very clever device. So I'm going to give you three instances, and the last one's a ripper, I think, where you can use these. If you go hiking and you've got a tent on there as well, and a campsite sometimes you've never visited on there, and some campsites that they're all over the place, put a little AirTag inside your tent so they can easily find your campsite. In a jacket pocket, Lee, how many times have you left your coat behind in a restaurant, the pub, not that you'd ever have too much to drink, or a friend's house, forgetting to grab your jacket on the way when you head out, you know, as well. So people do that. So put one inside, because what happens is when you leave something behind, you can actually get a little notification back as well from Apple saying, hey, you've left that behind at that place, which is a good thing to do.
Hasn't happened very often myself, but from time to time it can happen. What about inside our luggage when we're at airports? That's another one.
This is the big one, I think. So at the moment, airports are, you know, overwhelmed. They can be tricky to navigate, especially when you're going overseas. I've just had friends go to the United States, and I said, put an AirTag in there. They sent me a message saying, thank you for that, because we're able to get our bags back. So when you're trying to find the correct luggage pickup, you're going overseas or even in Australia, you wait 30 minutes or so sometimes to see your bag, if it's going to roll out. Sometimes they don't roll out. If you put an AirTag tracker inside of the bag, you can know where it is. So, you know, if it's been left on the plane, if it's somebody else's picked it up, it's still on the conveyor belt, but they haven't activated it. Put them inside your luggage, people, and, you know, if you've got an Apple device, I think it's a very good thing to do.
When you see your luggage on the conveyor belt, sometimes some other person might have the same sort of case as yours, so it's a great way of deciphering between yours and someone else's, because you don't really want to go picking up the other person's luggage by mistake, do you?
No.
Let's move on to streaming accounts for one third of viewing.
Yeah, it does now. So top Netflix execs suggest that linear TV viewing, that's broadcast, that's your traditional 7, 9, 10, 2 and all the other ones, could potentially end in the next 5 to 10 years. I can't really see it happening, not with the amount of people that are employed in Australia with network TV, but streaming now accounts for almost 34% of overall viewership. It's gone up significantly from last year, and actually jumped, time spent streaming per person jumped 23.5% on a year-over-year basis. Amazing figures, isn't it, Lee? You know, because we grew up in the era of traditional TV.
Yeah, that traditional TV in Tasmania, you had the ABC and one commercial station.
Exactly.
Things changed since those days?
That one commercial station's in deep trouble at the moment down in Tassie if everybody switches off to streaming.
Yeah, so Netflix, that's up, Disney's up, and also Amazon Prime, all up. It's amazing. It's amazing TV landscape that we've got, and so even going to change as we go through another 10 years or so. Now, wrapping up this week, what does WinZip all about? Now, WinZip still exists in 2022, doesn't it, Richard?
It does. So WinZip, WinRAR, and their other archiving software. And what happens was it was designed to compress files and save space. Now, this software was introduced back when floppy drives had a maximum size of 1.44 meg. Actually saw somebody on the weekend, Lee, who still had a couple of floppy drives and said, can I get the stuff off there?
Wow.
I said, no, I wouldn't want to be wasting your time. So, but storage technology, we've advanced, haven't we, Lee? We have solid-state drives, 8 terabytes capacity. It's normal now to have 1 terabyte of cloud storage, so we can download all our data in minutes. But why do we still need to have this stuff on our computers? I can't think of a simple reason why we still need them on our computers. So if you have them installed, delete it, get rid of it. And WinZip especially, some people go along and go to a dodgy website sometimes, and WinZip will pop up and say, we need you to download this now to go along and have a look at something, and it's normally filled with malware on there. So if you've got WinZip, WinRAR, do yourself a favour, uninstall those apps, keep you safe.